Hey everyone, welcome. Today we're tackling a really important topic. As AI becomes more prevalent in healthcare, making sure this technology, especially in orthodontics, benefits all of us equally. And to help unpack all of this, we've got some incredible insights from Dr. Baxman, who's a leading expert in this.
Yeah, Dr. Baxman's work is really pushing the boundaries, and they make a really crucial point. AI could revolutionize orthodontics, right? Make treatment more accurate, even more accessible. But there's this risk.
Yeah.
This risk that it could make existing biases even worse.
That's a little unsettling. We're all hoping this levels the playing field, not makes things even more unequal. So why is fairness in AI so tricky?
One of the biggest things is that fairness itself is subjective. We don't have this universal measuring stick for it. And that makes it so hard to actually build fairness into algorithms.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Dr. Baxman talked about how AI learns from the data it's given. And if that data is biased, the AI is going to be biased too.
So it's like you were saying before, baking a cake, but with the wrong recipe.
Yeah, the outcome is
not going to be what you expect. Okay, I get that. But what does biased data look like in the real world? Like, how does it actually affect patients?
That's where things get interesting. Think about orthodontic research. Historically, some groups have been overrepresented in studies while others have been left out. And Dr. Baxman's research really highlights how this lack of diversity can lead to AI systems that just don't work for everyone.
So if an AI is mainly trained on data from one ethnic group, it might not be accurate for someone from a different background. What is others is not the same as their practices.
Exactly. And that's what's so important about Dr. Baxman's work. They're not just identifying the problem, they're trying to fix it by pushing for more inclusive research practices and data sets that really reflect the diversity of all the patients out there.
Okay, so diversity in the data is a good starting point. But what about the algorithms themselves? Can we make them more fair from the get-go? Cynthia asks.
Absolutely. Dr. Baxman actually outlined what they call a FAIR policy, Fairness of Artificial Intelligence Recommendations in Healthcare. It's a multi-pronged approach to tackling bias, starting with the data, but then it goes beyond that. It addresses how we design and implement algorithms to minimize bias and make things equitable.
So it's like a roadmap for ethical and inclusive AI.
Perfect way to put it. And this roadmap has some really cool strategies. For example, Dr. Baxman talked about the importance of pre-processing the data before it even goes into the AI. It's like actively identifying and fixing biases before they even become a problem.
So we're not just hoping for the best. We're really taking a close look at that data.
Yeah, exactly. And this is where Dr. Baxman's expertise is so valuable. They really get the subtle ways bias can sneak in. And they have techniques to deal with that.
Hey, this is a lot more complex than I thought. We've got the data itself, the algorithm design, now this pre-processing. There's a lot to think about.
There is.
Wow.
And we haven't even gotten to the human side yet, how doctors use these tools responsibly.
Exactly.
We'll get into that later.
Yep. Okay, good. I'm ready to dig deeper into these FAIR strategies. Sounds like Dr. Baxman has a lot of valuable insights on how to make this technology work for everyone.
Definitely. Their work is paving the way for a future where AI is not just more accurate and efficient, but fair and equitable for everyone. Okay, so we've talked about making the data more inclusive and pre-processing it to weed out those biases. But what about those algorithmic biases, like label bias and cohort bias that Dr. Baxman was talking about? How do we make the algorithms themselves better, less likely to fall into those traps?
Those terms sound familiar, but to be honest, I'm a little fuzzy on the specifics. Can you give me a little refresher, maybe an example of how those biases could actually play out?
Yeah, of course. Label bias is basically about misinterpreting the data, like drawing the wrong conclusions from it, which in healthcare can be a big deal. Dr. Baxman had this really interesting example talking about how some algorithms use cost as a stand-in for a patient's healthcare needs, which can lead to underestimating the needs of certain groups.
Okay.
Because certain groups might have had less access to healthcare or faced financial barriers in the past, the algorithm might assume they need less care.
Exactly. And that's just one example, but it shows how important it is for developers to be really careful about how they label data and make sure they're not accidentally making existing biases worse, right? It's almost like detective work, going through everything, making sure it's telling the right story. Now, what about cohort bias? You mentioned that one too.
So cohort bias, that happens when the algorithms are developed using only data that's easy to get, which can mean some communities get ignored. It's like trying to understand the whole world just by looking at your own street. Dr. Baxman talked about how this readily available data often doesn't include the specific needs of, say, the LGBTQ+ community.
Okay, so if the data you're using to train the AI isn't representative of all the different types of patients, it's not going to be accurate for everyone. So do we just need more data then? Is that the answer?
More data is part of it, yeah. But it's not just about the amount. It's got to be good quality data that represents everyone. Dr. Baxman really advocates for going out and finding that data from underrepresented communities, even if it's harder to get, making sure those training data sets are diverse and reflect the real patient population.
It sounds like building fair AI is way more than just feeding data into a computer. It's about challenging your assumptions, examining the data closely, thinking about bias every step of the way. This fair approach, it's about all that, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And it's not a one-and-done thing. Healthcare is always changing, so we've got to be constantly evaluating and updating how we do things to make sure it stays fair. Actually, Dr. Baxman mentioned a really cool new development. They call them AI teachers.
AI teachers. That's interesting. What's that?
Yeah, so it's this system called Twix. It was originally used in surgical AI, but basically it helps the AI system actually give a visual explanation for its assessments, like a human teacher would do.
Oh, so it's like the AI is showing its work, making it more transparent how it's coming to its conclusions.
Exactly. That extra transparency helps reduce bias and actually makes the AI perform better overall. It's a really cool example of how we can use technology to make AI more understandable and accountable.
That's pretty amazing. We're talking about more diverse data, better algorithms designed to be fair, and now we've even got AI teachers in the mix. It feels like we're making some real progress toward building AI systems that are truly fair.
We are, and Dr. Baxman's work is a big part of that. But we can't forget about the human element either.
We talked a lot about the tech side, but what about the doctors who are actually using these AI tools? How do we make sure they're using them responsibly and ethically?
Yeah, that's a huge piece of it, and something Dr. Baxman really emphasizes. Ongoing education for orthodontists is super important. They need to be trained to understand the potential problems with AI, things like automation bias.
Automation bias. Is that when doctors just blindly trust the algorithm? Without questioning it.
Exactly. Doctors need to have the knowledge and the critical thinking skills to use AI effectively and ethically. They need to know its limitations, when to question it, and always put the patient first. Dr. Baxman actually suggests regular workshops and training sessions specifically focused on the ethics of using AI in healthcare. It's crucial for doctors to understand how these algorithms work, where they fall short, and how to interpret the results for each individual patient.
So it's not just about giving doctors a new AI tool and saying, here you go. They need to be involved, use their judgment, and make sure the AI is being used the right way.
Absolutely. It's all about finding that balance, taking advantage of what AI can do, but keeping human judgment front and center in healthcare.
This has been incredibly insightful. It's clear that fairness in AI is an ongoing thing that needs everyone to be involved and pay attention, from the developers who build the algorithms to the doctors who use them, and of course, the patients who are ultimately impacted by it all.
Couldn't agree more. It's a team effort to make sure that this incredibly powerful technology is used to create a healthcare system that's more just and more equal for everyone.
We've talked about so much, all these data biases and how important it is to have humans keeping an eye on things. It really seems like building for AI is complicated. There's a lot to it. But what does all of this mean for the average person, someone like you listening, who might need braces someday? How do we navigate this whole new world of AI and orthodontics?
That's a great question. And honestly, it's something Dr. Baxman cares a lot about. They believe that empowering patients is key to making sure AI is used ethically and responsibly.
So we shouldn't just accept whatever the AI recommends, right? We should be more proactive.
Yeah, exactly. It's about being an informed patient, asking your orthodontist questions, understanding how the AI is being used in your treatment. Dr. Baxman really encourages patients to talk to their orthodontist about this stuff, how AI is being used in their practice.
So what kind of questions should people be asking?
Don't be afraid to get into the details, like, What data was the AI trained on? Did they try to fix any biases in the data? How are the AI's recommendations being used in your treatment plan? Ask those kinds of questions.
That's great advice. We're moving away from this idea of technology being this big mystery to actually understanding it, being part of the conversation.
Yeah, for sure. And Dr. Baxman points out this individual empowerment is only part of it. We need bigger systemic change to make sure AI is fair across the board in the whole healthcare system.
When you say systemic change, what do you mean?
Dr. Baxman believes we need policies and regulations that basically require fairness in how AI is developed and used in healthcare. Things like requiring diverse data sets, making those algorithms more transparent, having ethical guidelines for how AI is used, all of that.
So it's a group effort. Patients speaking up, doctors using AI the right way, and then policymakers setting the rules for ethical AI.
Exactly. It takes everyone working together to make sure this amazing technology helps create a healthcare system that's fairer and more just for everyone.
This has been so eye-opening, really. Dr. Baxman's insights have been invaluable, and it's clear that ensuring fairness in AI isn't just a tech issue, it's a societal issue too.
I completely agree. It's about using this power that AI has to build a future where healthcare isn't just more effective, it's accessible and equitable for everyone.
As we wrap things up, is there one key takeaway you want to leave our listeners with? Something for them to really think about as they learn more about AI in healthcare?
I think, you know, Dr. Baxman put it best, actually, when they said knowledge is power. The more you understand about how AI is built and how it's used, the better you can advocate for yourself and make sure you're getting the best, the fairest care possible. So stay curious, stay informed, and don't be afraid to ask those hard questions.
That's fantastic advice. A huge thank you to our expert for sharing their knowledge, and to you, our listeners, for joining us on this exploration of fairness in orthodontic AI. It's definitely a conversation that's going to keep going as AI becomes a bigger part of our lives. So until next time, take care.